Welcome to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries who want more, with your host, catalyst and coach, Nicole Eisler. Her mission, to help you live yours with guts, grit, and fire. Her message, dare to be yourself, to shine your gifts, create badass success, and have way more fun. Get ready to light your fire. Now, onto our show.
Yes. You know when you're doing that thing you're doing because you think you have to do it? Yay. Right? And the things that you're doing because you think you have to do them are not lighting you up. Instead, maybe those things are leaving you feeling stuck, bored, maybe even a little complacent. And you're kind of wondering, like, oh, God, why am I feeling like this? Like, what is the matter with me? Just get it together, you know? You're doing all these things, and you need to do these things. There's things you need to be doing. Yeah, that's what we're talking about on this week's show. Nicole here. Welcome back to another awesome, amazing episode of Sensitives on Fire. So many examples of this. We're going to dive in this week because you're not just here to do the things you're doing because you think you should be doing them, right? And you're not just here. I know you. You're driven. You have ideas. You have goals. You have visions. Now, if you're over there rolling your eyes like, oh, well, yeah, maybe I used to be like that. Ha! This is a show for you. If you're over there going, yeah, yeah, that's me. But you are pumping out tons of effort. Like, you're putting it all out there, right? You're doing all these things. You're putting it all out there, and you're not really seeing the return. Not the return you want, right? You're not seeing that awesome feeling of, yes, I'm doing this thing. And what gives you that feeling? Now, for me, when I'm doing something and I get that return that I want, right, it's kind of like, I don't know, for me, there's a lot of things, really. I have kind of funny qualifiers, like what meets my level of awesome, what meets my level of yes in my life are the, like, similar to how I feel when I think about unicorns or when I have a lot of fun and I'm thinking like, ooh, cotton candy. That looks like cotton candy. Like, I can get so geeky excited if I see the sunset in the sky and what I call a cotton candy sky. It's got the blue and the pink and, right, and it's all like blended. That is amazing. So I can get just as much of a rush from something like that. That's kind of how I qualify, right? What needs to meet my qualifications for yes, so that I'm not just doing that thing I'm doing because I think that I have to do it. Blech. Right? We do that a lot, though, right? That's why I want to dive into this, because there's a lot of sensitives, too, who are doing what they think they should be doing. This is the thing I should be doing. You know what? I can do that. I could do that. I mean, yeah, I could do that. So they think they should do things, or they think they should do things a certain way because that's what everyone says, or that's what the experts say. I hear this a lot with, like, creating a morning routine and, habits of successful people. And yes, there's definitely similarities. Are they all, is it a one size fits all? I don't know. It depends on the person, right? So there's some things that work. Like, there are things that may light you up inside, and for someone else, they're like, eh, it's okay. Some people love yoga. Some people are like, eh, it's okay. Some people, like, I like yoga. I really do. I enjoy it. I hot yoga, I love it. Some people can't stand hot yoga. I love hot yoga. If I'm going to do yoga, I want hot yoga. I love to sweat, right? But I also love weights, and I also love walking, and I also love hiking. Some people love swimming. Right? So just even in the exercise realm, there are things that some people really, really love, and some people could take it or leave it. But everyone says you should do yoga. So I guess I should do yoga. And then I find that I don't do it, right? Maybe someone's like that. They're like, oh, well, everyone says you should do yoga because it really, you know, like releases all your energy. And so I should just do the yoga. And then I go to the yoga and I like it, but then I just, you know, don't really go anymore. And then I just feel bad about it. Or I just do it and it's okay. Oh, yeah, I'm going to yoga tonight. Like, yeah, right? So we do these things that we think we should do. And then you just find maybe that you have this lack of motivation around it. I have a lot of my sensitive clients have a desire. It's their, air quotes, dream to own their own business. And so they want to own their own business. And so they start a business. Because they think, well, that's a good business. I could help. Or they just want to help more people. That's their dream. They want to help more people. So they start a business, a fill-in-the-blank business. And usually it's direct sales, not always, but usually direct sales, right? And they go, oh, and so I'm going to start this business because I could do that. Yeah. Hey, you know, look, it helps people. It's all set up already. I could do that. And so they do that business. But they have a lack of motivation. They go, but I don't understand. This is my dream to have my own business. This is what I wanted. But then I just don't work on it. And then they give themselves a guilt trip. Yay, that's fun too. Great. So now they're doing what they think they should be doing because they think they have to do it. And then this is the way. And so all these things start to play in. And all it really does ultimately, it shuts down creativity. It shuts down motivation. It shuts down inspiration. They start to feel heavy. Ah, great. And then there's even circumstances where they actually are doing the thing they always wanted to do and their dream comes true. Yay! And they're doing these things that they want to be doing and one day they wake up and go, and this happened to me, and one day they wake up and they go, oh, yeah, I gotta do that thing today. And then it hits them. Oh my God, what is happening? I feel the same way I felt when I was just doing the thing I didn't want to be doing, and this was my dream, and now I got my dream, and I wake up, and I go, what the, how come I feel like this? I thought this was what I wanted. And then maybe other things start playing in their head. Maybe they think they're being ungrateful. Maybe they think they made a big mistake. Maybe they, or it's just so confusing because this is what I said I wanted. And now I have it, and I feel like this? What is going on, right? Confusing. And, you know, there's also, like, why, how do you get into a thing? If you think it's your dream and this is what you want, it's what you've always wanted, how do you get to a place where, and then we're, you know, we're creatures of habit too. So how am I doing this thing that I think I have to do because I have to do it and I'm just doing this thing and blah, and why do that? Why do it that way? That doesn't feel good. Well, because there's, you know, the ego involved, right? And the ego loves to do things. But also sometimes you may try to reason it through. So example, I have heard this from also from clients who have come to work with me and they're like, well, you know, I'm just really confused because I feel this way. And there's really nothing I can do about it. I go, wait, what? Well, there's really nothing I can do about it. I mean, you know, it's not like I can change my career. Huh? Why not? What? Well, for one, I went to college for, you know, 4 years in this career. I mean, I went to college for this. I mean, that would be kind of a waste, right? The ego loves to come up with why something would be too hard or why it would be a waste or why it would be ridiculous or why that wouldn't make any sense or why you would be ungrateful or why. And so I've heard clients say, well, I went to college for this. So, you know, to not do this, that would be a huge waste of what? Because what's the exchange? So you're doing this thing that you don't want to be doing because you think you have to do it because you went to college for 4 years and you paid all the time and money and blah, blah, blah. But you're actually unhappy and you're not that fulfilled and you're sort of miserable. But you tell yourself every day, well, hey, you know, you went to college for this, so now you got to make it work. Ooh, that sounds awesome. Or, well, you know, I could do this. So that's the direct sales thing again, right? I could do this. And why do they want to do something? Because all they really want is to be able to quit their job. They don't like their job. They don't like working for someone else. They want to be their own boss. So they just latch on to any little business, any type of business, because it has some good things about it. But there's something about it they also are not that inspired by. But that's okay, because they can make it work. You know, it's just a lot of stuff. You see all this pushing energy that's happening in these examples? You know, or, well, I've already worked at this company for so many years. I mean, I've had clients who have said, listen, I'm, you know, only so many years away from retirement. And I get the full package, so I just gotta make it work. Just gotta ride it out. I had a client once who was a detective, and he said, I'm so close to retirement, and when I get to retirement, you know, I get this whole sweet package, and, you know, if I leave, I mean, I don't get that. I was like, okay, well, he's like, it's just fine. It's fine. I can make it work. You know, I can make it work. And I said, well, what if, let's just play, but what if this other idea that you were working on and talking about, what if that went so well that you super surpassed anything that you would get out of this other package? Because it's almost like you've, and what we had discussed together was almost like he had created these handcuffs that were locking him to this job for a set amount of years, which to his soul felt like, ugh, that is, it might as well be forever. You're saying a couple years, to me that feels like forever, right? So it felt like he was trapped there. So I have so many different examples for people that come up as to why their ego, how their ego is positioning something. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it's because I have to, and there's no way out, and there's no other options, and it would be silly or ridiculous or impossible, or, you know, I'd be a fool, or I would just be throwing it all away if I were to look in this other direction, or this is what I asked for, or this is what I wanted. Listen, whatever you're, you know, when we start doing something, and there's a couple reasons. One, there's something in it that you really want to be doing, and that's why you move in that direction. So you want what you want, so you start doing it, and you move in that direction, and then we're creatures of habit, so we get locked in because this is just what I do. So we get very in the habit of, this is just my job, this is just my life, this is just my routine, this is just how I do it, it's how I've done it for years, it's what, you know, I went to college for this, or whatever really locks that in, right? Or you're doing what you think you should be doing. You're doing what you think you should be doing. This seemed like the good decision at the time, or this is what I think I should be doing. And so you get locked in that way, and your ego does the same thing. And again, we're creatures of habit. So now, great. So you're doing what you think you should be doing because you think you have to do it. Now what? How do you know if there's a now what? Like, well, is... how is it that some people seem so happy and some people seem so fulfilled, and then maybe you're over there just doing what you think you should be doing and you're not getting the return that you want? Because we always get a return. Is it the one you want? And you're either growing or you're dying. So is your return growing you, expanding your life, creating more joy, more happiness, more success, more of this, more of that, whatever, right? Or is it, because nothing stays the same, it might seem like it's staying the same, a plateau can seem like everything is staying the same. And how do you know if what you're doing is what you're meant to be doing? How do you know if what you're doing is bringing you the return you want? Well, you have to look at your life, right? Like a plateau. So I look at a plateau is not just that everything's staying the same, because nothing ever stays the same. It's either growing or dying. So it's either expanding or declining. Because a plateau is actually, there's movement, and if you're growing, you're making momentum, right? You're building momentum, you're growing. And then things start to shift and change and start spinning in place. But what they're actually doing is losing their velocity, they're losing their momentum, and they're going to start to decline very quickly after that plateau. Because a couple things happen in a plateau, right? You're bored, you don't like it, you get sick, things start to fall away because the energy is shifting and changing. And so what it really means is that your output, your effort, everything that you're putting out there starts to become greater than your return, your desired return, I should say. So you have an outcome. Hopefully you're, I mean, I don't know. Are you in a place where you're just doing a bunch of things because you think you have to do them? You don't actually know what you want. So you're just randomly doing things. I hope this is it. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is what I want, which is, you know, the example I give with the sensitives who end up in a direct sales company because they want to help people. And they like the product. And of course, they always fit you, right? Well, you could earn free product. You could build an empire. You could build a business. Look, all of these people have done it. You can level up. You can advance levels. You can do all this stuff. It's kind of like a video game. You can advance levels. Right? But maybe it's not all that lights you up inside. Maybe it's not everything that you want. So there's signs of things hitting that plateau. So you're putting out all this effort, and what are you getting in return? Are you getting more tired? Are you getting more energy debt, more time debt? Are you spending your days just doing and doing, running from one thing, running to another thing, running to another thing, all because you think you should be doing it? Listen, it happens over here too. You know, many times, Eric has said, because we talk quite a bit about my goals and what I want and is this working and what should I focus on and where am I going? And so we have a lot of discussions around our life and goals and everything. And so, you know, a couple times he's like, you know, seems like you're doing a lot. It's not doing anything. And my ego loves to shut that down, of course. I don't want to be, what do you mean? No, of course. And so I get, like, initially, it's like, no, I mean, I'm doing this. This makes sense. You know, I have to do this. I've said those words. Well, I have to do this. And he's like, why do you have to do it? What's it doing? And I have to pause. And I have to process his question and go, so I'm doing a lot of things because I think I have to do them. What is it actually doing? What is my goal? Why am I doing the things I'm doing? What is the outcome that I want? What is my desire? And so a lot of times we get caught up in, because the ego can process doing. The ego does not process dreams. And so when I'm working on things with, you know, with my, for myself or my clients, it's, of course, we look at what they're doing. Why are you doing what you're doing? Well, because I have to. We don't want that as an answer. Well, I have to. Why? I don't know, I guess. Because I think I have to? See, that's not a better answer, right? Not a better answer. So if we set out, we go, so there's one of two reasons. So either I'm doing what I dreamt of doing, and so I pursue that, and then I do that. Or I'm doing something because I think I'm supposed to be doing this. This is what I think I'm supposed to be doing because this is what everyone tells you you should be doing. Either way, if you end you in both of them, by the way, you can end up in a spot where you're just doing a bunch of things because you think you have to do them and it's not actually lighting you up inside. It's not filling you up inside. And then we get into the habit of doing the things and wake up one day and feel crappy. Wake up one day and think, how did I get here? Wake up one day and say, this is weird. I thought this was what I wanted. Now that can be a relationship. That could be a job, a career, your own business, a project. A lot of people say they want to write a book. Not everybody, and it's not because everybody needs to be a writer or anything, but a lot of people say they want to write a book, but they don't actually like writing. Oh, I want to, because why? Because everybody says that you should be a published author. That's a big deal. It's like, oh, I want to write a book. I could write a book. I should write a book. And then there's people who want to write a book, but they think they don't have anything to write about. Like, there's so many different versions of everything, but you don't want to pick things because other people say you should do them, or pick things because other people make them a big deal. And so you think, oh, I guess I should do that. And then you find yourself involved in this project. You're not enjoying it. You're not having fun. And you don't really even want to do it. But you think you have to because now you started it. Well, I don't want to, you know, I started this, so I should really finish it. Oh my goodness. There's just so many have-tos and forced things. So many things we put upon ourselves every day that really actually take away from the whole point of it all. The dream. Now you might think, but I thought this was my dream. You know, to do what I see, but if I don't, this, so how does this happen? This is how I'm going to explain it, okay? So how does it happen that even if you're working on something you thought you really wanted, but you're not feeling it, it's like, oh yeah, I got to do that thing, right? Like when I said that, you know, I created something, I thought it was what I wanted, and then I woke up with the exact same feelings as before I had it. And I had that happen years ago as well. I learned the hard way. How does that happen? Because here's why. You get so fixated on, air quotes, the thing. Okay? You get so fixated on the thing that you're doing that you think is the dream that you actually lose sight of the dream. You get so fixated on the thing you're doing that you lose sight of the dream because the dream is not always the thing that you're doing. It can be. It may start out as the thing that you're, that's your dream, like owning your own business, writing a book, whatever, right? But it's not always the dream. In my experience with myself and all the clients I've worked with, the dream is actually the feeling the thing was supposed to create. I say that again. The dream, the true dream, your dream come true is the feeling the thing you're doing was supposed to create. That's why if you decide to pursue something and you think that something is your dream, that is how you can wake up one day and all of a sudden not actually like what you're doing anymore and think, I don't get it. This was my dream. What is the matter with me? I'm doing what I wanted to be doing. Why do I feel like this? Because the thing can change. The thing can shift. The thing can evolve. You can outgrow the thing. This is also why, I mean, this can happen in relationships. This can happen in friendships. This can happen with your workout plan. You know, my dream. So I ask you instead, the dream really is the feeling. That's why these are personal, but most people in their life, they want to feel a certain way. They want to feel freedom. They want to feel most alive. They want to feel fulfilled. They want to feel proud of who they are. They want to feel, so there's a certain feeling that they want. And that's a really personal package, right? How that comes forward. And there are different things you can do, focus on, that will awaken, activate, create, and manifest that feeling for you. And when you have that feeling, now, this is, so what is the feeling you want to have in your life? What is that dream? We get caught up or we, you know, it's sometimes we think that we can't feel the way we want to feel because, look at my life, because I'm in this job and I'm not in my own business, because I haven't written that book yet, because I'm in this relationship and I'm not appreciated, because I'm single, I'm not in a relationship, because, and so we think we can't have our dream because of those external things, and that's not true. It can be playing a part in it, sure, influencing it, absolutely. First and foremost, you really have to get clear about what your dream is. And the way it feels, not what it is. Does that make sense? So not the thing. Don't get caught up on the things. Don't get fixated on the things, because all of a sudden you wake up one day and you're just doing things and you think you have to do them because, well, I made this commitment. Well, this is what I said I wanted. Well, you know, I thought this was going to make me happy and now it doesn't. What's the matter with me? Nothing. Like, for me, the dream in my life makes me feel so good and so magical and so alive that when I'm in that zone, it's kind of like, well, no, it is like, it is like how I think I would feel, right? Earlier I said, so I'm using them as an example, I said cotton candy and unicorns, whatever. For me, I'm sitting on my unicorn, I got my cotton candy in one hand, and I'm sitting on my unicorn, I'm just like, whoa, this is the most magical feeling in my life. That's the dream for me. I want to be in that kind of zone. I want to be in that kind of magical state. When something makes me feel that excited, that kid-like kind of spirit come to life, I know that there's something to this. If something does not, it just doesn't feel right, it feels flat, it feels boring, it feels like a have to, it feels like a should. Of course, life involves and includes things that we have to do and should do, and right, you know, laundry, cleaning, whatever, the daily stuff. I talk about that a lot. That just goes to me without saying. However, when you are also then doing what you think you should be doing because you think you have to do it, all that stuff gets worse. That feels even worse. Doing those everyday things feels so tedious and so boring and so like, ugh. But when you're in a state in your life, which is the dream, you feel the way you want to feel in your life. You feel most alive. You feel most excited, or whatever that combo is for you. You could do those things. It's no big deal. Like, I clean my house. I'm like, oh, I clean my house. Done. And there's some people say, oh, you shouldn't clean your house. You should hire a house person, whatever. I don't have to because I don't even care. I just do it and it feels great. Yay. Done. Will I someday? Maybe. I don't know. I've had it done before. Didn't do that much for me. But there's other things where I'd like help. Right? So everybody's a little bit different. That's what I'm saying. You have your own blend of things. So you don't want to get fixated on the thing that you think is the dream, because if you outgrow that thing, or if you shift, or you expand, or then you think that something's wrong, and it's not. It's the dream is the feeling that you want in your life. And I have clients who, I just had this happen recently. And the problem is too, if you do it that way, your ego gets really stuck and fixated on things, and it only pushes, and it's pointing at limitations. Okay, so it's only creating more problems. It's magnifying what's not working, what's not possible. You asked for this, you know, this is the way it is. You don't have any other options. There's none. Blah blah blah. I just had a client with a session. Recently, and before we started working together, she had reached out, just very depressed, and you know, and I'm checking in with her, and she said, I am just to the point where I don't want to get up, I haven't showered for days, I don't want to see any people, I don't see a way out of this, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, I'm not hungry, and yet I'm eating things, I'm just all over the place, and I don't really have, and she said, and I'm feeling heavier every day. I feel every day like there is nowhere for me to go or turn. And so we get on this call, and I said, tell me where you're at, because I always want to find out where they're at, right? And tell me where you're at, and I just let her talk and get things out, because sometimes that feels good too. Not that we're going to stay in that space of everything that's not working or to magnify that, but I want her to get it out and be able to tell someone who is listening and really feel heard, right? So we do that, and I said, okay, I'm not trying to glaze over this, but we're just going to set all this stuff to the side. I'm going to just set it aside for now. We can come back to it if you want. You can have it back, but is that okay? She said, yeah, that's fine. We'll set it aside. I said, okay, I'm going to ask you a really weird question based on everything that you just told me. It might seem unrelated or kind of weird or kind of out there, but I just want to know, because I get it. I get all the things that are not working. They're real, feels real. I get it. But is there anything that, you know, you find interesting, that you actually like, that you enjoy, that you find, you know, whether you've done it in the past or you've thought about doing it, but when you do it, they're kind of fun for you. They're fun things, or they're things that you sort of lose track of time. And I happen to know that this person also had an interest in horses. I said, like, example, when you were growing up, you were around horses a lot. Was it because they were just there, or did you have a genuine interest? Did you actually like and enjoy being around the horses? And she, oh, well, I loved horses. And she just like lit up and she started talking real fast. She's telling me all these things and everything about the horses, and this is what I love, and I've done this and I've done that, and then this is what I love, and then it's so great, you know, but that takes a lot. But I said, that's awesome. That's just amazing. So is there anything else that kind of feels like that? She said, oh, well, and there's these other things and these. So she started telling me about all these creative projects that she's done. And while we were on the call, she's even sending me pictures of things she had created. And I did this one, and then I tried this thing. And she just, and you would have thought that none of those other things were happening. Her mind was so focused on all of these fun things and excited. Her energy was lighting up. So we wrap up the session with a few homework steps for her that I worked, you know, that I made a suggestion for her. Because the thing was, we need a different feeling in her life, or she's not going to be able to move out of that stuck space, right? She's just doing all these things she thinks she should do, and they feel very fixed, and they feel very limited. And so within the next few days, I received several messages. We were communicating because I like to be there in between sessions, make sure they're doing okay. My clients are very important to me, right? So we're communicating. She's sharing me these ideas, and I'm getting ideas, and I'm getting inspired, and we're sharing back and forth. And with those messages, she also had told me she had made several trips to the store. By the way, she didn't even realize that she went out in public where, remember before, she didn't want to leave the house, didn't want to see anyone, couldn't shower, couldn't whatever. She made several trips to the store looking for supplies, looking at different ideas. Then also, you know, I haven't been able to stop thinking about this. This is so exciting for me. In fact, I could hardly sleep last night. I had so many ideas. So I got up and I started writing all these lists on my dry erase board and mapping out the things I want to do and what I want to work on. And then she even had these ideas. She was getting and receiving ideas about how to position herself in her community because nobody was doing this certain type of business that she was thinking about doing. And then as it turned out, I also have another client who is in a similar business and I was going to connect them. And so all of this progress and movement from where she was before, feeling stuck and limited. Why? Because that's where her ego was pointed. But the beautiful thing about the mind is when you take it and you point it in the direction you actually want to go, it will go there willingly. And not only will your energy shift and everything starts to shift, everything starts to grow, and you start to get all these ideas and you start to feel so much better. It was incredible. Versus where she was at, which was feeling very limited, thinking that she had to do certain things because that's what she was doing and that's the way it was and that's all there was available, that was available for her, right? And, you know, I can't admit, I mean, we've all been in a situation like that. This is about creating the dream. Now, what is the dream a business? Well, this is the other interesting thing. When she was in the state of not wanting to get up, not wanting to shower, not wanting to see anyone, not wanting to do anything, pretty much her dream was, I don't want to feel like this. I want to feel better. I want to feel inspired again. I want to, you know, I want to, right? And so the dream wasn't, I feel so depressed, I don't want to shower, I don't want to get up, I guess I want my own business. Because actually, truthfully, she has her own business. It's not the business. It's the way she wants to feel. And yes, it is, how do I most want to feel in my life? That's my dream. What makes me feel that way is a moving, shifting component. It is not a fixed thing. It is not a one thing. I want to help more people. I want to own my own business. I want to write a book. I want to whatever. I want to feel great in my body. I want to feel most alive. I want to feel adventurous. I want to fall in love. I want to, you know, there's so many options, right? But those are all shifting, moving components. How do I most want to feel in my life? And what makes me feel that way? Could be a lot of different things. And can be, here's the other part. So the more that I work with my clients and they really learn the difference between ego, being in charge or making intuitive decisions and really letting that part guide them, their dream and the way they want to feel, that may say, I just want to feel this way. Like for me, I want to feel as alive and magical as I would feel sitting on my unicorn, right? As a visual. What would make me feel that way? Well, I have to tell you, the more I grow, the more I expand my awareness, the deeper I get into my spiritual understanding and my awakening, it's kind of like the more I go for it, the bigger my, right? Because your ego loves to say, oh, you can never do that. You can't have that. How would you ever do that? Right, so it loves to shut you down. But the more that you believe, the more that you get into this feeling state, but I love feeling most alive, and I start dreaming bigger. The things that I want to do and the things I want to try are way out of my comfort zone. The things I've been doing and doing well, I kind of grow used to. The things that used to challenge me, sometimes after you've been doing them for a while, they can get mundane because you've outgrown them. You're ready for more. This is why you can't fixate on a thing as the dream. It is, how do I most want to feel, and what makes me feel that way? That's going to grow and evolve. That's the cool part. And that's what's happening for my client. She's starting to think about things in a new way. She's starting to consider things that never fell into that category before. She was doing what she thought she should do to try to create the feeling she wanted, the freedom, the passion. And it wasn't working. So she was getting into a very hard, fixed, trapped state, mentally state, but also manifesting physically in her life. Because what you think you feel, what you feel, you manifest. There's no way out. I asked for this. This is all I can do. I don't have any options. So you feel depressed, you feel down, you feel trapped. And then what? Your life starts to reflect all the limitations, all the lack. Right? Instead of, ooh, but this is exciting. Oh, I love this. Oh, this is so fun. And that got her, I mean, just a few ideas, just talking about some new ideas or things that she loved doing and things she loved trying actually got her up and out of the house. What happens when you get up and out in your life? You start to meet new people, create new opportunities. Well, you smile more. That's one thing, right? You feel more alive. You feel more worth feeling alive. So let's talk about a couple steps, because what now? So now what? So, okay, so maybe you're noticing you have some of these signs. You've hit a plateau, or you're feeling like, gee, I'm putting out more effort and more everything in my life, and I'm not getting the return that I want. I'm getting return of things, but maybe not what I want. Maybe my energy is low. Maybe I have brain fog. Maybe my body hurts. Maybe I just feel tired all the time. Maybe I have a headache from overthinking about everything. Maybe I have a racing mind because, you know, I'm just trying to figure it out. Why do I feel this way? What's wrong with me? Why am I like this? Why do I have anxiety? Why am I thinking like this? And none of it is helping. How do you get out of that state? Well, a couple of simple steps. Simple, deep, but simple. Okay, simple is, first of all, I start everything by assessing. And assessing is kind of an asking. Assessing is a mix of observing, but also asking and observing what comes up from that question. Now, chances are your ego asks questions, but definitely not in your favor and not what you want. You know, why do I feel this way? I should be happy, but I'm not. What's the matter with me? You know, that's not setting you up for anything good there, right? But if you were to assess, what are the what's? What are the what's that you're doing? Right? What are the what's that you're doing? Because you think you should do them, or you think you have to do them. And how it all feels. That's the assessing part. So what are the what's? Identifying the what's that you're doing. Identifying the things you're doing. And how it feels. How does it all feel? And you take a step back and you observe your life. You look through, scan through your life, everything that you're doing, How does it feel? What comes up? Are you like, ugh? Are you like, oh, yeah, well, I have to do this. Oh, I don't have a choice. This is just what I do. I've been doing it for so long. Or, well, this is what I said I wanted. Or, right? This happens a lot with, man, entrepreneurs. I have a lot of friends who are entrepreneurs as well. And they create a business and they love it and they love it and they love it. And all of a sudden they don't love it. And they're like, what the hell? And they're trying to make it work. It's not working. It's not growing. Hits a wall. Like, oh, but I told everyone that this is what I was doing. I created this big thing. Or maybe they created a big brand. But everybody knows me for this. I can't change it now. Gosh, after everything I've said and done. And sure you can. People will actually respect you more for that than just doing something for the sake of doing it because it's what you've been doing. You know, I think we all want more examples of people who are being true to themselves instead of just doing something because, well, that's it. There's plenty of people doing that. You know, is all that you're doing bringing the ROI you want? You will get a return of investment, but is it the one you want? You will get a return of investment that is either depleting you, decreasing your power, your energy, your everything, or it is building you up. It is enhancing you, as in putting you, if it's not sitting on the unicorn, I don't know what it is for you, but for me, boom, there I am. Right? And asking, assessing is observing, scanning, taking inventory of your life and looking at what are the what's, how it all feels, am I getting the return of investment I want? And then asking a series of questions. How does what I'm doing, the thing, feel for me? And you know what? You'll get an immediate answer. It will either be a yes or it'll be ugh. Or maybe it's a screaming no. So how does what you're doing, the thing, feel for you? Why are you doing the thing? Because you think you have to. Think you're supposed to. It's what you've been doing. It's what you made a commitment to. It's what you told everyone you were going to do. Why are you doing the thing? Are you seeing the desired outcome? Is the reason you started doing it? Are you seeing the outcome that you wanted? Does it still feel good for you? Does it make you feel how you want to feel? The dream. Remember the dream? The dream, the real dream is how you most want to feel in your life. Does it make you feel that way? Is it that kind of magical? Is it that kind of return for you? That's the combo for step one. Assess, take inventory, observe, take it all in, look at it all, examine it all. What are the what's and how does it all feel? And then asking those questions. How does what I'm doing, how does the thing I'm doing, how does that feel for me? Right? Why are you doing the thing? Step two, you got to make a decision. This is a whopper, huh? You got to make a decision. Where do you go from here? You take those answers. You take your assessment. Now you have to make a decision. Now what? What do I do now? Where do I go from here? Is how you feel about the thing, is it enough for you? Is it enough return of what you want? Now, this is a tricky question. Is it something you can change? If your answer is no, how do I feel about the thing? Is it enough for me? No, it's not enough. Is it something I can change? Your ego is going to say no. So don't, this is where you have to ask really good questions. How can I change it? Now, if you're like, how can I change it? And you are like, I don't know. Or how can I change it? Well, I can't. How can I make this different? If I don't like it, if I'm doing this, here's the thing I'm doing. It was supposed to be, you know, the dream and it was for a while, but now it's not. And so I've come to this realization and it's not what I want anymore. I'm not feeling the way I used to feel. It's not magical. I'm not on my unicorn. I'm not, right? How do I change it if that's where you feel stuck, that's where you maybe get stuck, or that's where you get congested, now you have to say, where do I get help, support, a mentor, coaching? Some can be all of the above, and some are different. Sometimes you might get help with an answer that moves you into something else. Sometimes you might just need support. Somebody who really believes in you, you share it with them, and they go, I know you can do this. And sometimes you brainstorm a little bit and you run with it and you make these changes. Sometimes it's a little bit bigger than that and you really need something a little deeper, like working with a coach or a mentor, right? Where someone who's been there, done that, someone who really gets it, understands, somebody who knows how to get you from where you are to where you want to be. They know how to help you close the gap. That's where you have to make a decision. Where do I go from here and how am I going to get there? And who do I need on my team to get me there? And then you have to take action. That's step two. You got to decide and you got to act. Because where do I go from here and how am I going to get there and what changes do I need to make and who do I need on my team to help me do that? And then you have to take action and make it happen. In order to take that action, you have to, one more question. What is it costing me to stay the same? The longer I stay where I'm at. Now, if I've done all of this assessing, I've done all this observing, I've taken all this inventory, I've done all these things, and now I've recognized, whoa, this isn't what I want it to be anymore. I'm not living the dream anymore. I've created another scenario where I'm not feeling it. But I know what my dream is, and I know how I want to feel, and I know that I love feeling that way. And when I feel that way, magical things happen. What am I going to do about it? I need to take action. I need to make some things different. What happens if I don't? What happens the longer I stay where I'm at with this new awareness? See, when you stay where you're at and you don't have the awareness, critical things happen energetically, emotionally, right? And you hit that plateau and things start to decline. And you're, now that you have the awareness and you don't do anything about it, oh, that creates, and you're taking that, all that stuff that you weren't aware of that was happening, and now you've put awareness onto it, and you've brought presence to it, but you don't do anything about it, and you keep it the same. That will get really, really hard to do. It gets really, really hard to do because you know that you don't like it, and you know that you need to change it. And if you let your ego tell you things like, but I can't, I don't know how, there's nowhere for me to go, no one will understand, it, whatever it's doing, don't let that, it's not true. Sure, there's people who might not understand. Of course, it won't always be easy. Of course, there might be big decisions or changes to implement. But you know what? You can do it. You can do it because you've been doing it your whole life. You've been creating things your whole life. And there's a reason why you have the dream that you have. There's a reason why you want to feel the way you want to feel in your life, whatever that is. And if you choose to stay the same, even though you know it's not good enough for you, what is it costing you? Well, not only are you wasting time that you can't get back, maybe you're wasting money. Maybe you're investing money in things that are not bringing a return. But you are literally missing out on joy. You are missing out on feeling fulfilled. You are missing out on healing. You're missing out on feeling amazing. You're missing out on all that. You're turning it away. You're saying, no, I mean, I know I could have that, and I know that's what I really, really want. That's my dream, to feel that way, to feel most alive, to feel magical and love my life and can't stop smiling. And I just look around and I'm just all lit up inside and everybody wants to know what I'm up to because I'm so freaking happy. I get that, but that's okay. I'll just stay where I am. That's really? No. No. I mean, those are the steps that you have to take, and what is it costing you? That you have to decide, but I encourage you to not choose to let that go by. I mean, just simple shifts can activate that dream again, just like it did for my client. Just like, I mean, I've had to do this for myself as well, right? activate that dream. Simple shifts you can take. And you know that I'm here to help you if you're, I don't know how to do it, Nicole. I don't know, how do I take it from this to that? Where do I just know that I have this awareness. I've created these things. I know how I feel and I don't like it, but I want to feel different, but I don't know how to start and I don't know how to begin. I got you. This is what I do. I've had to go through it so many times myself, but the beauty is you're not only getting that, you're getting all of the clients I've helped with as well. And it is fun. It is incredible. It is incredible. And I just had this recently. I had a client look me in the eye, tears in her eyes, and she said, I cannot thank you enough. Because of working with you, all my dreams have come true. And in my head, I chuckled a little bit. And I said to her, and to think you're only just getting started. Because I know what I know about dreams. It's not the thing. It's how you feel. And when you're ready for more, you will outgrow the thing. And you'll want something different. You'll want something else. You'll want something, a different flavor, a different color, a different texture, a bigger, brighter one, whatever that looks like. And that is what will activate and create the dream for you. So when you're doing that thing you're doing because you think you have to do it, think again. Or don't think at all. Let your dream lead the way. How you want to feel in your life. And what makes you feel that way. And allow that moving, shifting, growing component to help you always really fulfill and live your true dream every day. It is possible. It just takes a couple of simple steps and creating awareness and magnifying so that you create more of what you do want. Stop doing what you think you should be doing because you think you have to do it because you don't. There's always more available for you, and I'm always here to help you recognize and realize that. Make it real for you. I hope you have lots of awareness after this show. I'll of course see you back soon for another great episode. Have fun with this. Always feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you realize, what you recognize, what came forward for you. And if you need more help shifting and changing and creating new awareness and movement in your life, that's what I'm here for. I'll see you back for our next episode soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries. If you like this podcast, please be sure to leave a comment or review. We hope you'll tune in next time.